Coming up in Cork, Red FM Breakfast with KC.
What did I do yesterday? I was fixing go-karts.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. So the...
That's random.
So the kids have this kind of pedal go-kart thing. You know, you sit into and you pedal.
Yeah, I love those.
They're great crack. So I wouldn't let them out in it until I got one of those huge flags that come out the back.
Oh, so cool.
Because when there's pedaling around the estate, they're down so low,
yeah,
other cars can't see them. So you need to have one of those kind of safety flags. So, yeah. You can see a go-kart coming. But then the chain broke on it.
Right.
And it's inside this, it's in this plastic sealed thing. And I didn't have the right tool for it. So I was driving around Cork yesterday.
Looking
for a bike shop that could fix it, put a new chain on a go-kart. Whilst this thing is massive, it's hanging out the back of the car. And I have the boot strapped down with loads of rope and everything. And the boot is open and it's bouncing everywhere. And I have one hand on the front of the bumper while my other hand's on the steering wheel in case it rolls out the car and goes into the car behind me.
I would love to have seen that.
So I'm ringing bike shops all over the place. And I rang this, I don't know, just whatever came up on Google. I think it was a shop somewhere up the north side.
Yeah.
And your man, lovely old fella, hello. And I told him what I was looking for. And he was very kind and very friendly.
Aww.
And he was like, no, it wouldn't be my thing at all. No, you'd have to try Halfords or try here or try there.
Yeah.
He asked me, what exactly is it? I said, it's a new chain for a kid's go-kart. I just need to get a new chain and need to get it put on. I'm useless at this stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, it's only a chain. I could probably do it for you. And I was like, all right, will I pop by? And he said, how much do you want to spend? I was like, I don't know. You tell me, man. This is how it works. So I said, I don't know, like the chains are about 20 quid and whatever your labour is, 20, 30, whatever it is, you know? So I'd say, okay, listen, I'll call up to you in about 20 minutes or half an hour. And he didn't hang up the phone.
Oh.
And he turns to the fella that obviously is working in the workshop with him.
What did he say?
You'd want to hear this absolute gormy on the phone down a minute ago. Do I fix go-karts? I do on my whole fix go-kart.
You had no conversation.
He starts adding in loads of things into the conversation that didn't happen.
Oh, that's really funny.
Trying to, like, basically just having an awful bitch about me. But I just wanted the bloody thing fixed.
Did you go up to him in the end?
No, the phone is still connected. All right, I said, I'm going to listen to all of this. And I was trying to record it, but I couldn't because I was connected to the
call. Oh, my God, I wish you could record
anyway,
it.
Anyway, it's about 2 minutes of him absolutely, don't fix go-karts. And then he realised that the phone was still off the hook and he went, hello? And I went, do you still want me to call up to you? And there was this like 10 seconds of, I'm actually going on lunch, but Jerry will talk to you. I was like, if you don't want to do it, just say. But it goes to show, Vic, that people go into, you know, when you answer the phone, you're in customer service mode.
Hello, how can I help you?
How can I help you? Let me suggest something. Blah, blah, blah. Hang up the phone. Yeah. Go on me.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short.
Classic.
Had to fix the chain myself.
Aww.
Took about 4 hours, but we got there. Yeah.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
You could do anything with YouTube tutorials. Cork's Good Times, Red FM, 6:19 in the morning. Stand by to win yourself a trip to beautiful Prague and stay in a VIP 5-star hotel. How are my favourite faces this morning? How's everybody doing?
Fantabulous.
All good.
Tell the truth. It's okay to tell the truth.
I'm fantastic.
You were dying a minute ago.
I wouldn't go that far. I'm all right.
Kel, you fantastic?
I'm grand, like.
You can tell Rory's training for a marathon, lads.
I am fantastic.
Dr. Fitness there in the corner. Buzzy head on him.
Fair play to you, Ro.
Last of the hard training done now, lads. It's all tapering now for the next 2 weeks.
Oh. What's tapering when it's at home?
It means you run less. Keep your legs fresh for the day.
That sounds like my kind of pastime.
You're always tapering.
I'm touched.
Constant taper.
Tapered to a couch.
That's brilliant.
I'm doing this thing called Fridge to KC.
I'm doing that with you, funny enough.
Absolutely.
I didn't
realise. Me too.
Move the fridge next to your couch to make it easier.
I think life is easier when you don't have to do things like running marathons and stuff, Rory.
Yeah, what else would you be doing, like?
But we are also very proud of you, Adam.
Thanks, Rick.
You know, we don't need to run anymore. We have cars and horses and things like that. You just don't need to do it anymore. This is from Psychology Today, all right?
Okay.
They have listed a load of things that women hate hearing.
Okay.
Lads, pay attention. These are things you should never, ever, ever say to a woman. Maybe that's what you heard, but that's not what I said.
Oh,
I've said that to Kelly a couple of times.
But you have your own kind of you have your own kind of filter in your ears, which kind of translates sometimes what we do say.
It does.
Yeah.
And it's usually negative.
Yeah, pretty much. Never say to a woman, get over it. Is get over it passive aggressive?
Yeah, you can't say that.
Microaggression.
Get over it.
Don't say get over it. That like is just extending the period where we're not going to get over it.
Yes. Exactly, Kel.
Calm down. Just calm down. Yeah.
Calm down.
That's pretty much
this it. This is calm.
Next time, try buying shoes that fit, maybe.
Oi.
Maybe.
Oh, no, that's a dangerous one.
Don't go there.
Why would you say that
Why
to
would
a woman?
You say that one, though?
I don't know, in case you bought shoes that were too small for her.
But they were on sale.
I didn't write these.
What, and your toes are hanging out the front of them or something?
You already know how I feel about you. Why do you keep asking? Never say that to your lady.
I don't know. What's wrong with that?
If you already know how I feel about you, I've told you that I love you loads. I don't have to tell you again.
Oh, no.
So you've ran out of compliments, basically.
No, don't do that again. Don't say that.
No.
Why do you make such a big deal out of everything?
Huh? Oh.
Huh? Yeah.
Asking for trouble.
Vic's on her tippy toes now in a boxing stance. Who taught you how to parallel park? Huh?
Oh, stop. Myself, and it's not great.
I can't parallel park it.
It's hard.
And the top one from Psychology Today, things women hate to hear. Just relax, will you?
Steam coming out of her ears.
And the other thing that you actually hate to hear is that we won't be home till later.
I'm only going out for a couple.
This is the thing, lads, if trust me on this one, if you go out, and you know the way things can get kind of amplified if you go out, you meet the lads.
I'll be back in an hour.
You're going to do an hour. And then 3 hours later, there's no sign of you, and the texts start coming in. Send your beloved lady a text saying, "Darling, dearest darling, love of my life. It sort of kicked off here. We're having the crack. I'll be home in an hour. And if I'm not, read this message again." That'll get you 4 hours down the line, all right?
I'm in trouble already. You might as well keep going.
You might as well stay out till Tuesday.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Have you got a funny joke? WhatsApp us now. Only a Red FM.
Rory O'Hagan, take it away.
Going to get us off to a cracking start here, lads.
Okay.
So whoever it is who stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word.
I like it.
Lads, as a former postman, I've got a lot of jokes about undelivered letters, but people just don't seem to get them.
What do you do if your friend doesn't love fruit puns?
I have no idea.
You let the man go.
Lads, if you play your wedding video backwards, do you know what happens?
What?
It'll really cheer you up. It starts by taking rings off each other's fingers. You walk out of the church in reverse and you go drinking with your friends.
I really like that.
I paid £300 to rent a limo, but that didn't include the driver. All that money, nothing to show for it.
Stop the world.
Yes.
Let me off.
We haven't hit you with a Declan in a long time. That is a Declan gag. Well done.
Yes.
Maths are really hard. I mean, 15 plus 15 is 30, but 16 plus 16 is 32.
Yeah.
No? Anybody? No?
Did we get the wind sound effect right now?
Absolutely. 32?
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, okay.
I saw an elderly man at the supermarket collecting trolleys. I mean, he must have been pushing 70.
That is a job that's gone missing for over the years, isn't it? It used to be somebody's. Young lads used to get jobs as trolley collectors.
Yeah. taking all the euros out of him.
Speaking of new jobs, I got offered a new gig. The boss who interviewed me said, your starting pay is 40 grand a year, but it later it'll go up to 80. I said, alright, so I'll start later.
What a joke.
Bit of a long one here, guys, right?
Alright.
Guy joins a monastery and takes a vow of silence. He's allowed to say two words every 7 years. After the first 7 years, the elders bring him back in, ask for his two words. Cold floors, he says.
Are the words?
Cold floors.
Cold floors. They nod and they send him away. 7 more years pass. They bring him back and they ask for his two words. He clears his throat and says, bad food. Mm-hmm. They nod and they send him away. 7 more years pass. They bring him in for his two words. I quit, he says. That's not surprising, the elders say. You've done nothing but complain since you've got here.
Worth the wait, worth the wait. I was out walking the dogs the other day, lads, and somebody stopped me and said, what are your dogs' names? I said, oh, me? Oh, that's Calvin, and there's Klein. Isn't that a brand of underwear? I said, yeah, but they're boxers.
Yes.
Thank you.
Superb. Two windmills are standing in a wind farm. One says, what's your favourite kind of music? And the other says, well, I'm a big metal fan.
Good Lord. Final one for me. I once dated a girl that was actually a ghost.
What?
Oh. I know, yeah. I had my suspicions the moment she walked through the door.
Oh,
what a joke.
Rory's the winner today.
Hang on, I got one more.
Oh, wait, there's one more. And sorry. There's more.
I'm not sure if I can get away with this one, so I might be in trouble after this. What?
Go on.
What does Arnold Schwarzenegger call a colonoscopy?
I don't know.
A Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz.
Rory's definitely the winner. Oh,
they're going to be party boy.
Single-handedly, the greatest dad gag of all time.
Cameron Diaz.
Don't stop, keep saying it. Just that we've done it once, that'll do. Rory, it's been a pleasure knowing you. Cork City get relegated and you get P45.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Now, my dear, what's going on?
Okay, a big announcement from Taylor Swift yesterday. She's got two new projects coming soon to Disney Plus. The first one is called The End of an Era, which is going to be like a kind of a 6-part docu-series, I guess is what you call it, about the making of the Eras Tour. And then the other one is going to be called The Final Show, which is the full concert film, including the Tortured Poets Department set. And they're both going to be on Disney Plus. I think it's December the 12th, so look out for those.
Anybody else suffering from Taylor Swift fatigue?
I will.
I'm expecting to put out the blue bin tomorrow and Taylor Swift will pick it up. Taylor Swift refuse collection.
Yeah, she's having a bit of a moment, all right. She's everywhere.
Full on.
You have to admire her business skills, though.
She's doubled her net worth from $1.1 billion to $2.2 billion in the space of the last 6 months.
Yeah, what have you done? Yeah, exactly. Same as me. Paul Mescal's been talking about his love of Kerry actress Jessie Buckley. So basically, the two are in a new film. It's called Hamlet. Comes out in January. Obviously, about the Shakespeare, William Shakespeare and his wife. I think Jessie Buckley plays Agnes Shakespeare. But Paul just told the BBC she's amazing. Listen.
I mean, Jessie is one of the greats. She's so, like, she's like what I call a red wine actor, like full-bodied, like raw, goes to the well every time, the way that she works. And I would love to work with her over and over and over and over again until the cows come home. But I would love to work with, like, Brendan Gleeson, Cillian Murphy. That would be pretty great.
A red wine actor.
Yeah, I love the way he says
that. Did you have to send her back?
I know, yeah.
Was she spoiled?
I love the way he says Cillian Murphy and Brendan Gleeson. There could be a Paul Mescal, Cillian Murphy collaboration.
Thingamajiggy, yeah.
Coming up at some stage. The brilliant Bob Mortimer, Bob and Vic Reeves. Bob Mortimer's been talking to the BBC about a particular incident involving Michael Jackson and Jarvis Cocker.
The Mooney. The famous Mooney.
This is very funny.
Jarvis showed his bum to Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson's people kind of arrested him and put him in a porter cabin. I was a lawyer at the time. Well, I'd recently been a solicitor. So I acted on his behalf and effected his escape. We got him released, had a drink in the hotel with Liam and Noel. Liam had an arm wrestle with Vic and lost, so he took a strop and went to bed. There's like these sort of men in black sort of people surrounding the porter cabin. So I got a friendly, it was a lady PC. I said, I'm Jarvis's solicitor and I want to speak to him. And the police hated the Michael Jackson's people. Yeah. So she got, the policewoman got me in there. Brian, I said, what have you done? And he says, I showed my bum to Michael Jackson.
What? That's hilarious. Does anybody remember in 2002? It was 2002. Yeah. Michael Jackson hung his lad out over a balcony. Do you remember?
I think you want to rephrase that.
No, he did. He was standing on a balcony. He's hung his lad over the balcony.
Yeah, no, not
it
that
was,
kind of
it
lad.
It was Prince Michael Jackson the second, his son. Yes. And there was uproar over it. What did you think I was talking about?
Get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Today is the day that Carol picks up 1,000 euro in fresh 50s and she skips off out to Tenerife. Is that where you're going, Carol?
I'd love to, yeah. Oh, I would absolutely love it.
That's the plan. Yeah.
Do you mind Tenerife?
Say no.
You want to go to 11 a reef?
11 a reef is the place to be.
11 a reef, oh yeah, your man. I might go there if I win, yeah.
That's where all the posh car people go. That's 11 it. A reef.
Oh, is it? All right, okay.
All right, listen, 10 questions away from a grand, and this is this is the winning noise I want to hear. Okay? I want to play that.
Yeah, come on, Carol.
Okay.
I won't need a phone. If I win, you'll hear me screaming.
Oh, let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What county are known as the Yellow Bellies? Wexford or Cork?
Wexford.
Question number two. Who would have hit with moves like Jagger?
Maroon 5.
Question three. Name the actor that played Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Johnny Depp.
What sport would you associate a wicket with? A wicket.
Cricket.
Question five. Which city would you find the Louvre?
Paris.
Question number six. Who plays Miranda in The Devil Wears Prada?
Huge
actress.
Anne Hathaway.
Say that again.
Anne Hathaway.
Question number seven. Who is Cork City's current manager?
Jared Nash.
Life Through a Lens was a debut album for what musician?
For God's sake.
Life Through a Lens. Yeah, he was in a boy band and he left. That's all I can give you.
Harry Styles.
Question nine. What city would you find the Charles Bridge? In what city?
Prague.
Question number 10. How many episodes of the UK Inbetweeners are there? 18 or 30?
18.
Okay, on the buzzer. Just on the buzzer. Maybe a little bit over the other side of the buzzer, but let's see.
That's a good round, though. That's a good round, Carol.
Carol, you did really well. You did really well. Wexford is correct. Yeah. Maroon 5 is correct. Johnny Depp is correct. Cricket and Paris, all correct. Jared Nash is the manager of Cork City FC. Good morning, Jared, and all the crew. You had a rough night last night, but you will be back. Life Through a Lens is the debut album from what musician? It was Robbie Williams, wasn't it? Yeah.
Sugar. And I went to see him during the summer.
No way. The Charles Bridge is in Prague. Oh, yeah. There was 18 episodes of The Inbetweeners. That's correct. Oh. But you missed Meryl Streep as well.
Oh, yeah.
She played Miranda in The Devil's Wear Prada. So you got 8 out of 10, buddy. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not too bad.
Very good.
Not too bad.
Listen, we'll get you a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors on the way to you. And we'll talk to you another day, Carol, okay?
All right. Thanks a million.
Bye,
have a good day.
Bye. Poor old Carol. That's the pop quiz for today. We'll do another round of that for you very soon, tomorrow morning on the show at about 8:15. Right. Full update on traffic after the break. It is chaos in Cork today.
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's. Start your day with McCafe Cappuccino. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
Always a man to find an easy way to get fit by doing very little. That's me. Good morning. I'm Casey. There's Kelly. There's Rory. And there's Vic. Are you fans of horror movies?
No. Hate them.
Not really, no. Never really got into them. Some people are obsessed with them. You know, the whole murder mystery podcast people.
And horrors are like really busy in cinemas.
Oh, crazy. Especially this time of the year. Try and avoid that monster Ed Gein story. Have you seen the thing on Netflix that everyone's talking about?
No.
Oh, it's...
Have
you seen it?
I watched 20 minutes of it. The trailer was enough to turn me upside down.
No, thanks.
I've enough going on without... Exactly, yeah. Anyway, watching horror movies will burn up to 300 calories. You can cancel your gym membership, lads.
So don't watch The Exorcist instead.
That's it. Because of the adrenaline it creates, your heart is pumping and your body starts burning more fuel. But yeah, 300 calories, that's effectively like a 30-minute jog.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Your heart would be racing. Like, I remember the first time I watched Nightmare on Elm Street, I think I was about 8.
Yeah.
I was way too young to
watch
it.
Wasn't it weird because your parents would let you go and rent out videos and not check the 18 fella with a chainsaw on the cover?
I remember watching Robocop as an 8-year-old.
Freddy Krueger still haunts me to this day.
Like. And they wonder why we're all kind of a little messed up, really, yeah. But anyway, 300 calories from watching horror movies. If you watch all of the Nightmare on Elm Street series, I mean, you're dropping a stone by the weekend. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM
Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.